come over the dangerous highways and to be with the saints of God one more day. And the world is in turmoil, and politicians don't know what they're doing and can't get together. But I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. And certainly we live in a turbulent world, and not only just in this country, but all over the world. And things are happening, and people are being destroyed, and families are being separated, and all of these things that are going on that's not in the will of God, but this is what the Bible has predicted would happen. You know, we see atrocities all over the world, and we say, why is that happening? Well, you know, these are the last days, and these are the signs of the last days. But through all of this, I thank God I have peace with God. Amen, amen. I don't feel no ways tired, as the song said. Amen. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. He's still the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He's God. He doesn't change. And I love him for that. We honor you. We honor my assistant pastor, Dr. Persley, and second assistant pastor, Evangelist Jones, and Evangelist Duncan, and such Evangelist Calvert, and our deacons, Deacon Minister Ella Smith, and Deacon Calvert, and Deacon Duncan, all of you that make up this congregation on this day. We are happy to be here. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that the old folks used to say when I was coming along that God has blessed me with a reasonable portion of life, health, and strength. Amen. A bone might be aching there, muscle might be aching there, but I still have a reasonable portion of life, health, and strength. Amen. I can still breathe, and amen. I can still eat my food and to digest. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It doesn't come back up. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. Amen. God is good. And amen. Folks are talking about the sugar, and I'm so glad. I told you I already had a health benefit from it. Amen. My kidneys are acting better. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, you know, that I said, well, I tell you what, I'm gonna stick. Wednesday, I'm not going to go grab me 3 chocolate balls and a milkshake. You know? Amen. No, I don't think my body could take it. Amen. So, you know, so I'm just going to search. And I think it's taught me a lesson that what I thought I had to have, I really don't. And it's taught me to discipline myself, because as you get older, you know, especially sugar is even worse on older folks than younger folks. But if you keep eating sugar while you're young, when you get old, you're going to wish you hadn't. So people have lost their kidneys and you know, all these other things that happen. Well, sugar tastes good, but sometimes it's not good, you know, the intake of it. And I used to drink Kool-Aid years ago. My wife said it was sugar water. Because I dumped a lot of sugar in my Kool-Aid. Amen. But I stopped drinking Kool-Aid then, and I drank diet soda one time. That's the worst thing I could have done. Oh, my goodness. That was the worst thing. So I stopped that right away. Yeah. But I'm grateful to the Lord that he has blessed me to be able to, amen, make it thus far. God bless you. We praise the Lord for you. We're going to go quickly into the word of the Lord, and we're going to let you out here pretty quick. Amen. We're not going to belabor you in a long time unless the Lord says so. We won't have one scripture to read. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But it's a very critical, very important scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. This one scripture, John chapter 8, verse number 36. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. So we're going to talk to you briefly about free indeed. Free indeed. I mean, that's different between being free than free indeed. Free means that's extra emphasis on being free. Because some people are supposed to be free, and yet they're still bound. Amen. But if God sets you free, he looses you from the things that bind you. He sets you free. You know, if you are having difficulties on your job, then you're still bound by those circumstances. But if God sets you free, you should be free of those adversaries on your job. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But amen. So what did the song say? Hallelujah. Anyhow, never let your troubles get you down. When your troubles and problems come your way, lift your hands up high and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Because if God has set you free, you are free indeed. Amen. When God sets you free from that alcohol bottle, amen, I don't care who comes around you and offers you a drink just for to be sociable, if God has delivered you from that alcohol, you don't have to taste it. You don't have to smell it just to see what it used to smell like. It hasn't changed. The smell has not changed. So you don't have to go back and just sample it a little bit. No, if you're free, you are free indeed. If God's freed you from cigarettes, you don't have to go back and puff once in a while. You are free indeed. The Bible understands us, and he gives us instructions on what we ought to do once we are set free. And I was reading in Ephesians chapter number 6. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And then it said, put on the whole armor of God, amen, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So the devil is after you. Once you give up things that you thought you had to have, God has set you free from it. There's always that temptation pulling at you to go back to it. And look like it gets stronger than it ever was before. You were so used to it, you didn't think anything about it. But once you let those things go, everywhere you look, it reminds you what you used to do. It reminds you how you used to feel. Those are the temptations that come your way. So the Bible says, in order for us to resist those temptations, that you should put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the tricks of the devil. He has all kinds of tricks up his sleeve, and he sometimes, when you're not even thinking about something, he'll pop it up in the front of you. And while you're watching TV, it pops up, remind you sometime of what you used to do. That's why you can't watch everything. You can't listen to everything. You have to be careful what you put in your eye gate and your ear gate. Because what you see is sometimes what you'll do. Monkey see, monkey do. So we can't look at everything that they have on TV. You can't, amen. That's why they have a remote. You can change channels, amen. You can't look at half-naked women walking around. You know you're weak, and you can't stand that. And amen. I don't care how strong you are, when you get them in little bikinis and no bikini or half bikini, you can't look at that kind of stuff, amen. If you used to drink, you can't be looking at the beer commercials. Hallelujah. If you used to curse, amen, you can't listen to those TV programs that every now and then they let out a curse word or vulgar word, because it'll pull you back into what you were in. So, but if you're free, you're free indeed. So the Bible warns us then that you got to put on the whole armor of God, that you don't lose the freedom that God has given you by setting you free. Free indeed. For the Bible says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. Then it says, wherefore, because you know all of these things, if you want to maintain the freedom that God has given you, it says again, it emphasizes again, wherefore take unto you the whole whole armor of God, not part of God. He said, take on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. We are now living in the evil day. And the Bible says, if you don't take on the whole armor of God, the evil day can, in fact, overtake you. Withstand in the evil day and having done all, stand. It's come the time that the saints of God are going to make up their mind. Amen. Stand. Says, if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. But I'm standing on the promises of God. So he says, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with the truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Got to be girded with the truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. And when Satan throws his darts toward you, if you shoot it with that breastplate of righteousness, it won't penetrate. Sometimes police officers wear these bulletproof vests, and a lot of them been saved. The lives been saved because when the bullet was going to shoot them in the chest or whatever, the shield that they had from that bulletproof vest saved them. Satan's out there throwing dots at you. He's throwing dots at you. But oh, thank God, boom, they bounce right off of you. Hallelujah. That's what the breastplate of righteousness does. Satan, understand, he goes and he'll leave you. He'll come back after a while. So he says, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. Got to be careful where you walk. Amen. You can't just go anywhere. Hallelujah. Amen. You just can't walk into any particular territory. Amen. Because your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That means, and if my feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of feet, amen, I won't keep up disturbance and confusion, amen, in the faith. Hallelujah. Amen. You're free, free indeed. Then it says, above all, taking on the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. The devil is out there throwing darts at you. Boom. Boom, boom, baby, on your job. Boom, boom, boom. While you're driving down the street, he'll throw a dart at you. Hallelujah. While you're going to the grocery store, he'll throw a dart at you. When you come to church, he'll throw a dart. I'm telling you, but you got to be able to have that shield, amen, that the dart can't penetrate you. Because God has set you free, you are free indeed. Man, go ahead and get through here. And then it says, and take on the helmet of salvation. Amen. And the sword of the Spirit. Amen. You got to have something to fight with. You know, you see people, they get into duels sometimes with those swords. And they know how to, amen, amen. You need to know how to fight with the sword of the Spirit, because the devil is going to come at you with all his might and all his power. But if you're with the sword of the Spirit, amen, which is the word of God. There's no more powerful sword than the word of God. And Satan cannot penetrate the word of God. Amen. Then it says, now listen, if you want to stay free indeed, the Bible says, pray always, not sometimes. You know, well, I'm tired today. I worked so hard today. I just got to fall into bed. No, you better get on your, you be able to fall on your knees. Hallelujah. Even listen. It would be better to fall on your knees and fall asleep while you're praying than not to pray at all. Hallelujah. But some folks say, well, I worked so hard today. The Lord understands you're wrong in the bed, and you just don't say a thing to God. But the scripture says, praying always with prayer and supplication, making your petition be known unto God. Amen. You got to persevere in God. You can't go down and just wishy-washy pray and tell God, Lord, you know. No, you got to groan and moan and sometimes go into tears before the Lord. He said, with all prayer and supplication in the spirit and watching there unto to all with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. Hallelujah. If you're set free, you're free indeed. 1 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. And behold, all things, how many things?
All things
are become new. Listen, if you're holding on to any of those things that you had before you came to the Lord, you're really not free. The scripture says when God sets you free, you are free indeed. So I can't hold on to any of the old me. The old me wasn't too good. It was ugly. Hallelujah. So I can't hold on to the old me. But he says, if you be in Christ and Christ in you, you are a new creature and all that old stuff is passed away. If the old you keep on creeping up, amen, you're not free. Glory to God. I said, if the old you keep on popping up every once in a while, amen, you got to go back because you're really not free indeed. Paul declared, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I even thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. There are too many childish saints in the church, amen. But he said, listen, all that stuff that I did back there, I put it away. And it's not going to bind me anymore.
Amen.
Galatians 5:1 says, stand therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Some folks be walking around, but you're heavy laden and you got a yoke around your neck. Amen. God broke the yoke. God destroyed the yoke. The Spirit of the Holy Ghost destroys a yoke. He said, don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. As I close, Paul says, ye did run well, but who didn't hinder you that you should not obey the truth? You hindered yourself. Sometimes we do wrong and we try to blame somebody else. He said, if I die and my soul be lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. It's amazing to me how many folks trying to find fault with somebody, stuff they did. Nobody make me do anything. I did that because I made the decision to do it. You did that because you made the decision to do it. But since God has set me free, I have the power, amen, to deliver you. 2 Peter 2:20, and I'm closing. It talks about once being in God and being set free, and you end up dabbling back in the stuff that you shouldn't be dabbling in, that you got rid of. He says, 2 Peter 2:20, for if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end of them is worse than the beginning. For it had been better for them to have not known the way of righteousness, then after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandments delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is returned to his vomit, and the sow that was washed in her wallowing in the mire. Even just like a hog, amen, you wash him up and make him clean and all shiny, and the first thing he looks for is a mud hole. Hallelujah. sometimes the devil have people in the church like that. The first thing they look to is what they were accustomed to. And Satan always tried to take you back from what a territory that you're familiar with. But the Bible said, listen, that's not God that did that. It's us. That has, first, I told him the Sunday school this morning. He said, well, the devil made me do it. The devil didn't make us do anything. The scripture says, and I quoted this morning, 1 Corinthians 10:13, that has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. It's common to be tempted. Y'all know that? I don't care how long you've been in church, how long you had the Holy Ghost, and amen, how much you pray, how much you fast. The more you fast, the more you pray, perhaps the more you're going to be tempted. But the scripture says, there has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He would not suffer you or allow you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. You don't have to fall prey to the devil's devices. If you're in Sunday school today, one of the texts said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. And finally, my brothers and sisters, I'm done. If the Son, therefore, has shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Are you free today? Are you free? God is able to set you free. Amen. You don't have to be bound. Hallelujah. Amen. God, this is the set free day message. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah.
I'm free.
Hallelujah. Smile upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We love you, wonderful Savior that He is. Amen. We bless Him and we give Him glory, praise, and honor in the sanctuary. This is another Lord's Day. Amen. We're getting ready now to receive our offering. And as we partake of our offering, we want to thank the Lord for your support. Set free, it's free indeed. No longer should you be bound. Amen. God don't want us to be bound. He wants us to be set free to do His will. We love Him. We praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior that He is. Hallelujah. God bless you. We praise the Lord for you. Hallelujah. What a wonderful day we've had in the Lord. And amen. I don't see any precipitation coming down. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God.